welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 10. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Horribly disturbing.
Mark Walters from Big Fanboy.
What's up?
Andrew Conway.
What is up?
And the world champion of javelin throwing, Gadi Elkan.
What is up?
Why do you guys keep repeating that?
That's what everybody said. What is up? That's like
what
the thing to say.
Hey,
happy to be here.
How is Long John Silver's treating you guys?
We're not bringing up
tonight's
sponsors,
episode sponsored by Long John Silver.
No, certainly not.
We might get some Captain Hats.
I think you have some Long John Silver's on the side of your mouth.
It's got some cracklings rolling down the ground.
Well, we're delicious. All fed. We're all drinking
it's kosher, so
water
it's
and soda,
it's
mostly.
Kosher.
I'm not fed.
Kosher.
It's kosher chicken.
Kosher. So, in the, as usual, we do a top three something. This week, we are going to do the top three comics that should be made into movies but haven't.
Ooh.
Big like, deal here. Comic
controversial.
Books.
Yes.
Comic books
Ooh,
are
possibly.
In this year.
Why they haven't been.
In?
Well, I'm going to toss it over to Gadi. Top three comics.
Oh, you throw me under the bus first? Look at that.
Wow. You said you're ready, man.
Well, we do actually have a comic that I'm going to say is honorable mention on our desktop. Adam lent me his Saga, the first one, by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona
Staples.
Sexy. Saga would translate beautifully. It's Romeo and Juliet, war, little babies that talk. It's ghosts. It's perfect
it's
for
epic
a film.
I don't like talking
fantasy.
Babies.
Epic space fantasy.
The baby doesn't necessarily
like
talk
modern,
as it thinks
right.
it. So it could
when
be
you
a good
talking
voiceover.
Babies, I think of those
the
stupid commercials that they have the talking babies in. I can't stand that stuff.
It's got horns, though.
The
so
daughter is the narrator.
That's right.
And has horns and wings.
So it's a beautiful story. It's got scope. It's very...
Does this be a big budget? An indie film?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
you could have a lot of fun with
budget.
It. I could easily see a Joss Whedon taking that and turning it into something really fun.
Okay.
And you could, you know, you could work a few different characters. The bad guys with their TVs are kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I like it a lot. I think it would be a great translation.
That was on my list too.
Would you see it better as a movie or like a HBO?
A TV series would be perfect.
Yeah. A lot
like
of
like HBO, like an adult type
series.
And that's what I tackled with the most with comics turning into films or turning into TV shows, whether the TV show would fit better. Like my list, number three on my list actually is, I'm going to open up my little notebook because I have notes for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you were prepared, the notebook would already be open.
Well, like number three was actually a very old one. It's on everyone's list. It's Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
Okay.
And the reason why it'd be a tough movie is because visually it's going to be
trying
really
for
tough.
Years. Yeah, they just can't
and
figure out how to do it.
It's a budgetary issue. That would be genius, though, as a TV show on HBO. Make it a little dark, obviously, and you could work with what they've done science fiction-wise and bring them into another level. It could really work as a nice TV
show. There's
series.
So many storylines on that. It could really be six seasons
That's,
long.
Yeah.
Well,
there's, what,
was,
75 total story.
Especially now with like shows like Once being so popular,
exactly.
which is a ripoff of Fables, let's all admit it. But with those types of shows being so popular, I think Sandman, this would be a great time for a show like that.
But it's more of a show than a movie.
It has to have
It's
longevity.
Way too complex to actually to be a
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, you couldn't get the concept
yeah,
complete.
Yeah, you
film.
Would leave it all out unless you did a trilogy, but that's still...
Even that would be tough because it's not as...
And split the third part into two parts.
Yeah, like, and it's a little bit more... truncated down in the series. The other kind of interesting one that's a little bit more modern, they've been working on trying to get this made, but keep hitting walls is Preacher.
Yeah, that's
it's
on my
obvious
list.
That big time people want it. Sam Mendes, I think, was the last guy. And he did great with Road to Perdition, so you could see him doing this type of journey story, but that... casting of who the preacher is has to be perfect.
But
first,
I think that has to be a series, right?
Yeah,
that
first it was going to be...
You could do that as a movie much better than The Sandman, but you would want the series because you'd want to take through the whole
But like
comic.
If it was just one movie,
but you
preacher,
could do, I think you could do
it's
it.
It's so epic and so big, you'd almost have to...
You'd have to pick one plot line and have...
And it was going to do HBO. They did as far as like makeup tests for our series.
Yeah, in like the mid-2000s.
And I think James Marsden was going to be Preacher, Jesse.
Yeah, he
so.
Got signed on right after X-Men came
but
out.
But I think
too.
If they do this movie or TV show, they either need to go balls to the wall, hard R, or not do it at all.
But it's an obvious character device. I think Jonah Hex scared a lot of people off, even though those characters are different. Just the thought of them being somewhat similar look-wise, even though Jonah Hex doesn't look like... I've read that argument that Jonah Hex has caused a lot of like Western theme or out there type of theme, but I think Preacher would work
Preacher
great.
Would be awesome.
The religious side of it would be really intriguing if they did do a series.
Yeah.
Like the whole impact of how.
Yeah, Jonah Hex was really a shame because that could have been great.
It could have, yeah.
And it
completely
a...
messed it
all
up. Yeah.
The cast was phenomenal.
I think that was one of Josh Brolin's
yeah.
best movies, though.
Oh, I want to stab that.
Of Jonah Hex.
This is one of Josh Brolin's best movies.
And Michael Fassbender was a great villain in that.
I forgot Fassbender was in that.
It's tough.
Yeah, he took his name
so
off.
So what's your number one?
Number one is, okay, we always battle Superman, Batman, how you translate it. We've had epic wars. I still contest that Nolan gave up on the last one for Batman, and I can't stand Superman. But there is a Superman story.
Why can't you stand Superman?
Because there is a Superman story that it could be better. Very close.
Really?
Alan Moore did The Man of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And that storyline gives us, a female lead in Lois Lane.
What's Alan Moore done, by the way? Just throw some things out.
Watchmen, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. From well, not from
best Sean Connery movie,
Swamp Thing, Constantine.
Really,
Sean Connery's last movie, by the way.
Where's he been since? That's sad.
He retired.
That was his last movie.
I wonder if Alan Moore is snakes.
That's his legacy that he's
yeah,
leaving us.
That's
leaving
tough for James Bond. But I think the storyline is her telling a reporter that this is what's happened to Superman, who's gone missing. That the question is where.
Oh,
where
you're talking about
been?
The whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow story.
Exactly.
That's a great story.
I think it translates well. It is also the older version of Superman. It's not this the Man of Steel. The
well,
older
the
version
whole pre-crisis
of Superman.
Version of Superman.
And that storyline has a lot more linkage back to us and humanity and him not necessarily wanting to be superhuman. And I think that's the twist at the end. But it's got a lovely ending with the kid and the diamond.
You know if it make it into a movie.
Spoiler alert.
Moore will not like
it. Won't
it.
Affect
won't it. Want his name on it. Just like every other... project.
Oh, Alan Moore is so done with Hollywood. He's,
yeah,
he's so angry.
That's fine, though. I mean, I think I think you can appreciate the comics just as much
as a movie.
Yeah. You don't need them in any sense. I mean, you certainly don't need the movies to help with the comics. That's obvious because they've butchered them. But I think that this one could have... It's already got a built-in audience. Superman. It's the first one that has a connection.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing, sort of, but not really. I mean, that was his own creation, too. So it's like... Alan Moore, I think, needs to be done again. Neil's been done.
He didn't create Swamp Thing.
But that image of Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it.
Not...
The modern version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Hmm. Nice list.
So that's my list. It's pretty
nice list.
Okay. Knowable and on everyone's
great.
List,
it
but I think it had to be
yeah,
said. Because I figured y'all delve into the comics that people may not have heard of.
Do you say
dwell?
Yeah, you said dwell.
Well,
is that like where
it's
you go
like a
into
mixture
an elf,
of elf?
You dwell.
Yeah. It's dirty.
Dwell into it.
It's dirty. How about you, Andrew? What are your top three comics that should be made into
like
movies?
Like Gotti, I'm not a huge... I don't know a lot of the comic books that... kids reading nowadays.
Ken and Barbie's a good one.
So mine's more of
Ken and Barbie.
More of the size
Archie.
Of...
Archie.
Yeah.
Archie.
Archie. Archie as a movie would be splendid.
That'd be swell.
Swell.
Dwell on that asshole.
So one of the ones that I do kind of know that actually is already being made into a TV show, so this was a runner-up, was Powers.
Oh my gosh! Yes, Powers.
Yeah,
I've been
that's
waiting
already,
for that show. Is
that's
FX,
already
right?
sort of in development. I don't
well,
know if
they,
it's actually
well,
happened.
They made a
are
pilot,
they? But
yeah.
I feel like
they
did.
Pilot, but now
yeah,
they're
pilot.
Doing it again.
Oh, Powers,
they,
such
they,
a cool
they
story.
Like
a pilot.
Well,
yeah.
On my list.
Nice.
Apparently,
nice
it just didn't work very well.
I just feel like it, yeah.
That's sad. That's a sad.
I can see that as a the issues themselves can be standalone movies for sure. Like, but yeah, we'll see if it actually ever comes out. But I feel Powers is one that should be up there. And then sort of like what he said with a Superman, the storyline I would like to see is the Age of Apocalypse storyline for X-Men.
Oh, nice.
Because I feel like that was still one of the best storylines I've read from X-Men in probably forever. And I feel it's one of those things that just showed that changed everything and changed every character, made them completely different. And I think it's something that would... actually be good for audiences because they would see something new. Like they're used to all these Hugh Jackman being whatever he is, Wolverine, I guess.
Throw him under the bus some more.
Wow. He signed on for 8 more.
Exactly. So the Age of Apocalypse, they can sort of, you know, play with the characters a little more and just switch them on. And I think it's something that might draw people in. it's something different.
That's cool, like, man. I'm all for that.
Do you think Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has killed the possibility of a Power series now? Because that's kind of the same sort of thing, really.
It depends if it's successful. It's still up in the air. I don't know.
What's more PG? I would say.
Yeah,
Powers would definitely
it's
be.
FX that's.
Yeah,
to
I think
the,
their impetus.
Something that's going
to
cable.
Yeah, the impetus
sure.
was to make it like the Shield, but with superheroes.
Right.
I think. So.
Because that's the only thing. That's the only thing that's going to hurt the Agents of Shield is the fact that it's on just basic cable. So they're going to have to really, you know, a fine.
But they're
line.
Going quirky and
right.
humor.
Yeah.
Driven.
And Joss Whedon knows how to do that.
Powers
so well.
Would be tough to do.
And then
are they going quirky in superhero?
You've like, seen the pilot. It's
yeah,
quirky
I think,
as hell.
I don't know if it's funny, though.
My next one is it's a little comic called Runaways.
Oh, that's terrific.
And I think that would just
is that
be
Brian?
Another Brian
not to be confused with
and
the movie
actually,
Runaways. Right?
Yes. And at one point written by Joss Whedon.
And it's just a great idea.
Yeah.
It's
they've had an option.
Quest.
Yeah.
It's
I was about to say. That's a great choice, though.
Yeah, about a bunch of kids that find out their parents are super villains and what
yeah.
they do about it.
I like that.
But I just feel, that could be a real successful. That's something that, you know.
And there's a dinosaur in it.
Well, yes. What kid doesn't want to, like, take revenge on their parents?
Okay.
Whoa. Just kidding.
I'm not sure we're supposed to answer that.
I like how I said, and there's a dinosaur in it.
There's a
dinosaur. That's going to sell it.
People like dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs rule.
Who doesn't like dinosaurs in a movie?
Dinosaur.
That's a sweet list, man.
And well, that was number
two. That was number two.
Oh.
You did a runner-up.
Powers was running up because it's already sort of in the pipeline. But my top one, I think I've mentioned this before too, is going back to a comic book line that I guess is sort of coming back out again, Cliffhanger Comics. I feel Danger Girl still be the best movie.
Well, that first seven
it's
issue
just
arc.
Full of tits.
Yeah.
That first seven issue arc, you could literally just say, here, shoot this.
Exactly.
Because it's perfect. It looks like you're watching a movie.
And it's, you know, if
who would you
want to
cast
see,
as Danger Girl? Like, who is perfect enough?
What's a team of three, isn't it? Or is
there's
it,
a bunch
well,
of
hot well, yeah, but...
Girls!
Danger girl.
Girls. That's a good question. What's the girl that played Lady J? She might be good.
Oh, Rachel Nichols?
Oh,
Adrian
Padalecki?
Adrian Padalecki, yeah.
Maybe.
She's also going to be Wonder Woman.
So they're trying to make her into some sort of superhero. So why not throw her that way? Or, you know, who wouldn't want to see... Why not just get Scarlett Johansson to play every part?
I think Scarlett Johansson's a little too old now to play Danger Girl.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I think Danger Girl should be
a young
girl.
Anna Sophia Robb.
She's a little too young.
She might play that. She played the nerdy one.
She's like 18.
Wow, I didn't know
she's
that you were
old.
That
she's
kind
she's
of
old.
Guy.
But I feel like Danger Girl, it's pretty much...
I'm fine
yeah,
with
it's
that.
Like Indiana Jones meets 007 with a bunch of hot women. So
about 3 more years, Chloe.
Who wouldn't enjoy that? So, I have Danger Girl.
Sweet.
Nice.
I would love to see a Danger Girl.
Danger.
Sweet list. All right. Mark, top three?
Well, it was tough. I actually had like 5 choices, so to pick 3. I would go
he's
with...
runners up, you know.
Yeah, I would go with... I guess I'll start with Moon Knight. And here's my reason for Moon Knight.
Nice. Moon Knight.
Because...
good costume.
Because we've seen...
Great costume.
We've seen Batman like done so many times as movies now.
Yeah.
And when you really think about it, Moon Knight is like Marvel's.
It's pretty Marvel's.
It's Marvel's,
Marvel's
equivalent
yeah,
for Batman.
Equivalent, definitely.
But the thing is I think you could do a Moon Knight movie, but do some new and different and interesting things with it and have it be kind of like, well, we've seen Batman, but check this out. You know, like this is like a different take.
The dog Moon Knight.
Yeah. Well, I know. But I always liked Moon Knight as a character.
Isn't he gay too?
No.
Is he?
They may have done a remake.
You think of Cannonball and Sunspot.
No, someone else came out. I thought it was Moon Knight. Maybe not.
Gotti.
I'm not up on
Gotti.
I don't know about
coming
that.
Out some Marvel.
I don't know,
Gotti's pretty good at that. So
I'm right up on that.
Naked and negative.
So
Gotti all come.
But I kind of love the concept of the character. I always thought the character was a cool looking character, and he has like cool tech and stuff, and I think that could make you know a really sort of fun movie in a way. And so I'd love to see them try something like that.
Is he a billionaire also, like Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, he's like independently wealthy, or there's something going on there. And then I also thought
His name's Bruce Lane.
I thought a character that would lend itself easily to a movie would be The Question from DC.
Okay.
Which is kind of visually a very interesting character. And also something that you could do, and it wouldn't require like an ass load of money. Like, you could make that movie for $10 million. Like, there's no reason why you couldn't make a Question movie.
What is
so a micro budget?
Give us a little bit. What is the Question? What are his powers? What's the scope of?
Well, he's kind of like a
sort of like a detective.
Yeah, he's kind of like a detective, but
Rorschach,
like a Rorschach type of guy.
Okay.
But you know, the interesting thing about it, like I said, the visual of it, because the Question has no face.
Where's the guy?
So like, I think they could do some really interesting stuff with
like
that.
The blank from Dick Tracy.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put that in people's heads.
Yeah. So we bring Madonna back to play
like
the Question.
I'm breathless.
Her voice in that was
Mahoney.
And then I'll go ahead and skip.
Dick Tracy.
I'll go ahead and skip.
The Babe, of course. It looks similar.
You're gonna die, Dick Tracy.
I'm going to skip ahead to my number one, and that is The Boys.
I have that.
Did you have that on yours?
I do.
I should have
said
Simon
Pegg. Other idea though.
But I have two runners up. But first of all, The Boys. I think
such an awesome series.
It would be such a cool series, and to make it like a really hard R, like just disturbing movie that kind of says like, you know, hey, you think you've seen a comic book movie? Well, watch this.
Simon
Pegg
has to be the star.
And yeah, Simon Pegg would have to, of course, star in it. And
so you'd set it in the UK. You wouldn't make it an American version.
Well, they pretty much drew him in the comic. Yeah. Like, he's the main character. It is Simon Pegg in the comic. I like drew Sam Jackson.
One of the boys.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, one of the boys.
And he is a fan of the book.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he loves the book. So I think that's a movie that absolutely should get made. And then my runners-up were Concrete. Which I think, again, visually, you could do some really cool stuff with that. And that's a movie that would really lend itself to the whole CGI mix of live action CGI.
Yeah.
I think you could do some cool stuff visually with that. And Black Hawk with DC,
yeah.
I thought would be really cool. Because it could be a period piece.
That'd be awesome.
Period piece.
That's why I was
Black
hoping
Hawk.
That when Joss Whedon wanted to do Wonder Woman, it was going to be in World War II times. I wish they would have done it then.
Well, I still hope that they do that. I still hope if they end up doing a Wonder Woman movie. I think if you don't have some sort of World War II setting in there, you're going to be dropping the ball on that.
It's a sweet. Oh, man, yeah, The Boys. Oh, that'd be so killer to have that. All right.
That would make a good series, too.
Yeah,
be killer to have The Boys?
The what?
What'd you say?
It would be killer to have The Boys. Yes, it would.
I like to kill little
He's
boys.
All...
What
are
you saying?
What?
Would
kill to have The Boys.
Well, he was just saying he wanted to see Anna Sophia Robb as Danger Girl.
I thought she was older.
She's like 14. What's
no,
the 14?
No, she's like, she's at least 18.
Is she wrong?
I've done research on it.
Anna, if you're listening, please call us and let us know.
Yeah, he has socks for all the
especially please call
the rest. 1 year, 8 months, 36 days, and 6 hours.
He's got it down pat.
All
right, Adam, your top three.
All right, my top three. I guess a lot of them have been mentioned in some form, like Fables, you know, which is once upon a
time. Which was stolen.
Kind of ripped
one.
Off.
Ripped off.
And there's a great comic book called Revival that's being turned, I guess,
that
like was good. Shows that are kind of mimicking it. Like, there's one called The Return, and it's like the same premise exactly. They're kind of actually fighting in court over.
What is the premise of
Revival? Yeah. It's a small town where a whole bunch of people who were thought to be dead and were confirmed to be dead start coming back to life and coming back to their families and like just trying to reassimilate into the population. But then other weird things start going on once these people come back.
Yeah,
so
Torchwood pretty
aliens,
much ripped that off.
Aliens, robots, what's going on?
They haven't revealed it yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's a good series.
That could be a good series, like TV series.
Right.
So Torchwood sort of had that theme.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Then another one I have was...
one of the big guests at my show is John Perriman.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Another one that I think would be a really good visually looking comic book movie is We Three, which was by Warren Ellis.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
About three lab animals that are turned into machines of destruction, but they don't want to... They become, what is it?
A superhero team?
But it could be... That
so
could
it's
be
like Planet of the Apes
right.
meets...
It's a dog. It's a dog, cat, and rabbit. It's like
three
robots,
animals living
robots.
Together.
Well, they do.
That's hysteric.
But
three
it's a great like 3-issue series by Warren Ellis.
What else has Warren Ellis done for people?
Planetary.
Red.
Yeah.
He did Red.
Okay. He did Planetary, right?
Yeah.
He did Planetary.
Yeah, which is an awesome.
Could you tone it down and put it on like a kid's?
Yeah, Authority is on my list too. I love that.
Can you what?
Could you tone it down and put on like a kids network? Because then you can get
it's,
the series.
It's not. It's the because
the concept you could, but you couldn't.
The concept you could, but it's pretty. It's a pretty graphic story. So lots of killing.
Lots of it. Lots of killing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots.
But that's a great series.
Yeah. Anything also, a series by Jim Michael Straczynski that I liked was like a miniseries called Midnight Nation, which
oh,
I think
yeah.
would be
oh, yeah,
a,
I
good,
that. Oh, yeah.
a good movie.
Gary Frank.
Yeah,
Frank.
Gary Frank did the art for it. It's about a guy who gets trapped in between, like, you know, I guess life and death is almost like a purgatory type place, and he has to save some girl from being like, killed by these like demon-like characters, but he's also turning into one at the same time, so it's kind of a cool premise.
You get a pergola? You get a pergola?
So, but yeah, I think it was a great writing. It would be a good movie. What else do I got? There's like, you know, I have Why the Last Man on here, but that's actually
soon, right?
Going to be hopefully
yeah.
starting production soon.
Yeah.
And then
I don't think they'll ever pull that off.
I feel like that's
yeah.
been in production for like 2 years
yeah.
now.
We'll see.
I definitely want to see it.
If they do pull it off, they'll screw it up.
Someone did a short that was pretty good.
That short was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Then also Chew, which I think is a phenomenal
God bless you.
No, my name
but
is
it's
Chew.
A show,
bless you.
Good night, everybody.
Showtime was trying to make it into a TV
my
series.
Son
is and I guess they kind of dropped out. It's like
talk about a weird concept.
It's such a weird concept.
Yeah.
About a guy who can, like, you know, see what something happened by tasting it.
They sort of did that in Warm Bodies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have...
Underrated movie, by the way,
yeah,
Warm
like the
Bodies.
I like that.
My number one is another Robert Kirkman comic book series, Invincible.
I have that down.
Because he does the superhero models so well, and like does lots of turns and twists
that would be
know.
So such an epic.
I'm actually
movie
shocked.
TV series.
I'm sure it's already in development.
Well, I'm actually shocked
yeah.
that nothing's been done with it.
Yeah, I'm sure AMC's got a stranglehold on.
And it's actually one of the comic books that like issues are like actually pretty expensive to get, like past
yeah,
issues.
Yeah.
They're like hard to get. I love him. Because,
yeah, he packs
awesome.
So much story into each issue. It's, like, ridiculous. And, like, the characters are so well written.
Who would you cast in that?
That's a really tough question.
Oh,
I think
Tyler Bean.
It should be unknown, really.
Yeah.
Unknown?
Yeah, well, the kid is, like, a high school kid. So, I mean,
yeah,
it could be
so I think of Aaron Johnson, but that's just kick-ass.
Right.
Yeah. And now Quicksilver.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, he's playing Quicksilver in that.
So he's going to thin down for that, I'm guessing?
For Quicksilver? I don't know. Does he have to? Did you see him in Kick-Ass 2? He's like ridiculously
he's gigantic.
Buff.
Yeah, he's really big.
He had like 35 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Need to find his trainer.
But that's those are
that's
my
your,
he's
top-ish.
Top three
is
yeah.
British.
With some honorable mentions.
A few. Just a few.
Just
funny.
You
just
know, it's like top three movies slash TV shows.
I've got, well, this one I don't think would ever make any money, but for my own personal reasons, I want to see an evil Ernie movie.
Oh
so badly.
Oh my God.
I just
you
they would
Doug Jones do it.
That would be
that would
amazing.
Be really cool.
What is the premise of evil Ernie for us who don't know?
It's like an independent comic that I don't even think they make it anymore. Do
like,
they?
What is
he like a zombie slash?
He's yeah, it's like he's like a
he
goes
he's
back to another world.
He's like the ruler of the zombies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, zombies are like completely in right now, but like the story is so messed up, and it wouldn't work. There's too much.
Yeah.
There's not a fan base for it yet. But this, my own personal reasons, I want to see an evil Ernie movie. The character looks awesome. It's got like Jerry Curl hair. And
exactly.
Speaking of
Jerry
Curl, nice shirt.
Thank you, Soul Glue.
Soul.
Another one I really want to see. I've always wanted to see is Ultimate Hulk vs. Wolverine movie, like live action with Hugh Jackman and.
Was that Damon Lindelof's version?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it took like
if
4 years for the last
the,
issue to
the
come
third
out.
Issue to come
yeah.
out. It, but it starts out with Hulk ripping Wolverine in half and throwing his body up a mountain.
Yeah.
And Wolverine has to sniff out his.
That'd be some epic filmmaking.
Yeah, I want to see that. Even though it's like five issues,
I'm usually
wanna,
a dancer.
A torso.
And thankfully, Hugh Jackman signed on to do it already. So
he does eight films.
Yes,
to
yeah,
do.
Eight.
Why not?
Well, hopefully that's
Mark
one of them.
Up for eight films also. So
please do an Ultimate Hulk Wolverine movie.
Great.
It'll
be playing Wolverine till I'm 80.
And it goes without saying, Preacher is on my list. Also, I want to see a Garth Ennis book called Crossed be made into a movie.
Mm-hmm. Garth's got how many? Like three projects.
I know that title. What is that book
right.
Crossed?
Yeah.
Basically, it just seems like it's like worse than zombies because these people like. It's like a cross between 28 Days Later and like zombies, and they just are there to like kill, murder, rape people.
Like his Punisher series.
And yeah, it's like, yeah, it's insane. And like it takes over the town. There's a group of survivors.
So it's kind
of
like The Crazies.
Yeah. Sort of, but like amped to times 10, okay, turned to 11.
I also forgot about Sleeper, which is would be a good.
But movie. Cross, like the first issue is just insane. It's so graphic and violent.
Ed Brubeck.
I want to see that. And then some old other ones. I'd like to see a Civil War movie just because.
Well, that might be where it's heading.
But
you know,
they can't get Spider-Man in there. Or Fantastic Four, could they?
Civil War.
I mean, I would like to see
a Civil War. They're talking about it, but you know.
Would they get Spider-Man into a Marvel movie?
They wanted to have Oscorp in like Avengers.
Who the hell would direct all this?
Uwe Boll.
Seriously,
Joss Favreau.
I'm
always
going
to
deal with this. They'll combine the DNA of Joss Whedon and John Favreau.
Somebody hands Joss Whedon the script, and he's like, "Screw this! I'm out of here. I'm not going
to go make another Shakespeare." 12-year-old son. Go, boy, go. Make me proud.
And a couple of runners up, I'd like to see Old Man Logan storyline done.
That would be a good one.
Well, Hugh Jackman could do that for his 8th.
Yeah, that's because he's really old, and there's a dinosaur in it.
Dinosaurs are awesome, guys. It's gonna be made. Dinosaur.
Like, Adam was the guy.
Clever girl.
He's in the boardroom in Hollywood going, and there's a dinosaur. In this picture, there's a dinosaur.
You know what make this better? A dinosaur.
And I'd like
a romantic comedy with a dinosaur.
It would be funny. And then Kingdom Come and 100 Bullets. I'd like to see
I'd
those.
Love to see
100 Bullets. I think they're working on a TV show. Or at least
of 100 Bullets?
Yeah, which would be awesome.
Man. Oh, and Scout. I like the book Scout.
Yeah.
But I forgot if that was picked up already. I can't remember.
I think they are trying, but everything's probably picked up by now. So,
but those are our top three comics that we want to see made into movies. Let us know
what
you think.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.